American cattle news. Some early week disappointment turned into late week optimism in the markets. More after this.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Support your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Oliver Slope is with Blue Line Futures.
Futures had a strong finish to the week, while lean hogs continued to slide lower. At the close, June live cattle futures were 77 cents higher to settle at 178.57, extending gains for the week to $1.90. August feeder cattle futures, they tacked on $2.25 today, settling at $2.60.55. That was an astounding $7.05 higher for the week. And on the snout side, it was a different story. The most actively traded June contract settled $2.52 lower to $102.47, putting futures lower on the week. This morning's wholesale box beef report was mixed. Choice cuts $1.50 higher to $2.98.42. while select cuts dropped $1.19 to $2.88.47. Yesterday's daily livestock summary from the USDA showed the five area average price for live steers at $181.94. This is on the softer side of what we've seen in recent reports. Daily slaughter was reported at 125,000 head. That puts week-to-date total at 488,000. That's in line with where we were last week at this time, but about 11,000 less than the same period last year. Yesterday's weekly export sales report showed net sales of beef at 15,200 metric tons. That was down 14% from the previous week and 3% from the prior four-week average. China was the primary buyer, accounting for 4,600 metric tons, followed by Japan, Canada, and South Korea.
Now, midweek cash sales, 182 in the south, followed by $1 to $3 advances in the north. Live sales hit 184 to 186. Packers even added a few more cattle. In Kansas, 183 to 184. American Cattle News.